Sometimes, even in December, the most sentimental among us get tired of shows that are holiday-oriented. With Bermuda Avenue Triangle, Curtain Call Theater in Latham is offering the ultimate in alternative holiday scheduling. Most holiday shows are sweet, tender, and offer a message of love and kindness. Bermuda Avenue Triangle is a play filled with disagreeable people who are crass and almost impossible to like. The play, which runs through December 29th, might be subtitled Seniors Behaving Badly. Fanny Saperstein and Tess LaRuffa are widows who are about 70 years old. Their daughters purchased a condo for them in the hope that two lonely women will benefit from a change of environment. When the play starts, the two friends have just moved into the expensive Bermuda Avenue apartments in Las Vegas to start a new life and are complaining about the living conditions and pointing out the shortcomings of their loving children. When the women meet Johnny Pellucci, a man about their own age who saved them from being robbed and got injured in the process, they bring him to their home to care for them. The care expands, and before you know it, each woman is sleeping with Johnny, unbeknownst to the other. Clearly, nothing good can come from this, and nothing does, at least in a theatrical sense. What might be a comedy about two women finding a way to become involved in life turns into an awkward story about two women who are awkward with romance, mostly because they have lived a life during which they were unable to give love to others. A major problem with this production is that when we meet Fanny and Tess, they are both such nasty people, it becomes impossible to like or care about them. They are mean to their daughters who want them to be happy. They are rich complainers who are filled with negativity and self-pity. And worse, they are blamers who fail to take responsibility for their own unhappiness. It is possible with delicate direction and strong acting to find humor in a situation. But this doesn't happen at Curtain Call. The characters are played broadly, and the characters are coarsely formed. The performers do offer energetic performances that are broad rather than defining. Director Chris Anderson fails to tone down the mood of the play, thinking bigger, louder, and coarse is funny. And to be fair, some of the antics do draw a laugh from the audience. Because the performers are so game, you wish you could feel so sorry for their characters as the way you feel sympathy for them. Pat Hoffman is woefully miscast as the Italian Catholic Tess, who shows no redeeming qualities as a mother or a wife. Judy Clements is equally as grumpy as the Jewish mother, who raises the art of guilt to new levels. While both have second-act moments suggesting that Johnny has transformed them, those moments seem contrived rather than moving. The only person to come out of the show with some credibility is Jack Fallon, who is able to make the rogue Johnny somewhat likable. Remarkably, Fallon is able to bring a sense of honesty to the most dishonest person on stage. If you like to feel grouchy during the holidays, Bermuda Avenue Triangle will put you in that mood. Bermuda Avenue Triangle at Curtain Call Theater in Latham continues through December 28th. For tickets and information, call 877-7529. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.